This podcast has at least 100 laughs in it. Golden Circle produces more than 100 products like yummy fruit juices, sparkling juice and cordial. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.
Golden Circle. Golden Circle. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Yeah, big show for your Friday this afternoon, guys. Details on how you could win $10,000 a little bit later on.
Happy Friday, everybody. Mm,
but let's kick the show off right with this.
Do you still call them clubs?
We call them the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger. Rain is
such a bad. Wiggin' away.
Big Moss, booty drop.
I find that the tone that we start our show with on a Friday is the tone then for my entire weekend.
Yes. So what are you thinking? Everybody hurts, REM?
No. No, I want a good weekend. Oh, I'm thinking okay. Superstar. I'm thinking ghetto superstar.
I know and love this song.
Who's it sung
so
by?
Much. This is Praz, Maya and Old Dirty.
I don't know. I think I know Maya.
Praz is one of the Fugees.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All I remember is playing this over and over. It's the first time I think in my childhood that I felt cool.
And Old Dirty was Wu-Tang.
Yep. Okay. Sure. Cool.
It's Bickmore's Booty Drop for your Friday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right across the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you know how there's always things on the internet that are like seven things that you never knew about? The dimples in your shoes. You know, the number six will blow
in
your
my
mind.
Shoes?
No, there's like, I feel like every mind-blowing.
Okay, but if you're going to tell me about the dimples in my shoes, I want to know
I meant about the top eye of the laces. You know, there was that thing how you meant to wrap it around. Doesn't matter.
No, I missed that one.
What are the other ones? Oh, like the sushi chopsticks, yep. How you meant to actually break off the bottom of them first.
Oh, and use that to rest your chopsticks on.
And there's always things like that. Belle's just rearranging the furniture in here as we go. There's always things like that. And there's like, you know, this thing will blow your mind. It's got to the point where I thought all of them had been put out into the world.
You couldn't have your mind blown.
There's nothing mind-blowing left until the weekend when I stumbled across this. Now, I didn't want to bring it to the show because I thought either I'm the only one or everybody knows about this and sorry, that's the same thing. I'm the only one.
And everybody knows about it.
Yes.
Not or and.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. How old, this is just what it says, how old were you when you found out that the numbers on a toaster are minutes and not levels of toastiness?
Oh my God, I still didn't know that.
Did you not know?
I thought it was just degree of how burnt you
want it. I just thought it was burning. Yeah, same.
Oh, my God. Is that right? They're minutes.
Did you know that? Sonda?
Absolutely.
Of course Sonda did. Sonda's smart. Okay, mate.
Belle?
No. Didn't. No,
yes!
No, Belle was never going to know that. Belle's like you and I, you know?
What about our longboarder that presses the buttons on this show?
Yeah, I thought it was like how dark you wanted it to go. Like it was a little scale. But
oh, my God,
it's minutes. Hold on. Have you just read this on the internet or have you actually tested this?
We need to test this.
I don't have a toaster.
I've got a toaster out there. I'm going to go, I don't have bread. Can I put a cracker in?
No, we don't need the bread.
I can put it down.
You don't need
I can put it down. Does that cause a fire? Okay,
no.
Hold on. Can
Why?
You talk amongst yourselves for how long? 1 minute?
Well, it depends how long you put it down for.
Okay, go to this song. Go to this song now. I'll go test it and I'll let you know.
Okay, great.
Is that the best way to do this? I'm thinking while we're live.
Sure.
Yes? Okay, good.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right across the country, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you're just joining us, we're about to blow your mind.
Sorry, it took me a few minutes to get the toaster. I brought the toaster back in. I don't have bread, though, but
That's
we're going to toast without bread.
It
because what are we testing?
We're testing something that I read on a little-known thing called the internet, which rocked my world, but I've been sitting on it because I thought I don't want to bring this to you guys and be the only one who didn't know.
No, and it's rocked my world now too.
It was a post that just said, how old were you when you found out that the numbers on a toaster are minutes and not levels of toastiness? And I
mind
had
blowing.
No idea.
So now we're going to test that.
Yes.
How many minutes do you want to put it down for?
Well, I think for everybody, let's just go one.
Not five? How much chat have you got to fill? We need some elevator music.
So okay. Are you on?
Okay, ready
you
to start your timer?
I've got it. No, Jesse's no good with a stopwatch.
Come on. He's good with a stopwatch.
He's not, mate. He's
are you going to count in your head,
start,
mate?
And then I say stop, and then we count our heads for a minute.
Okay, because are you on one?
Okay. What power
right?
Are you on? Are you presenting to the camera? I've never seen someone try and put a toaster on. So you just backed into the camera.
What is this?
What is this? What is this toaster?
Behind me?
Even though you knew she was there, why are you backing into her?
Because I wanted her to get out the way.
I'll go ass first and not use my blue.
I'm leaning down face first into the toaster. Okay, ready?
I banged my knee on the table. Are you on one?
Okay, I'm putting on one.
Yep.
Set, go.
Okay. We are on.
Don't turn the toaster on.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. Now I got to start. Okay. Got to reset.
All right, ready?
The time is actually quite hard, isn't it?
Set, go.
Okay, we are on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Anyway, how's your weekend? Good.
Eight,
yeah, oh, no, we're...
Do we think
nine,
this varies by
a long time ago.
Brand?
11,
what do you got
12.
Planned on the weekend?
Well, I don't think so. It shouldn't vary by a brand because
no,
if it's just
the
number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But do you reckon... No, but it could be maybe it was originally a feature that was timed. And maybe some people who started toaster companies were like us and didn't know that it wasn't
I think
timed.
If you're starting a toaster company, you're all across our toasters.
Maybe not. And because maybe then it becomes the new normal and they go, oh, yeah, four just means the amount of toaster. Because okay. What does this go up to, this one, Bickers?
This one goes up to 7 minutes. That would have been a lot to
That's
fill.
So long. So yeah. We are at 45 seconds.
Oh, I haven't been on my knees in a while.
And I love that even after the first one, you still resort to backing in. Oh, hang on, here. Five, four, three, two, one. Oh, no.
Why is it not popping?
I don't know. We're up to 105.
Why is it still on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think I've turned it around to seven instead of one? What? What's happening?
Mate, have you got that on one? Hang on, don't move it. Don't move the dial.
I've got it on one.
Don't touch the dial. Don't touch the dial.
Well, this is turned
on your radios either because...
120.
120?
Oh, I'm really sorry, but we've got to do it on two.
Yeah, should we try two?
We've got to do it on two.
Okay, ready? I got to lean down. Sorry, Belle. I have to lean down quite low just to check. I'm definitely putting it not in the middle of one and two, just right on two.
Yeah,
hold on.
Okay. Oh, it's a turn. It's not... clicking over.
No, it's not clicking, it's turning.
Do you think it was exactly on one then?
Okay.
I think we have to.
All right, okay. Ready?
Is that on two? That's
yep.
Not on two, mate.
It is
see
on two. It's right on two.
Okay.
Ready, set,
yeah, okay.
Go.
Yep.
Okay.
One, two,
anyway.
Three. So was it definitely on one?
It was not like, as in you couldn't push it any further down.
Okay, can we take bets on, do we think, double a minute 20 or...
No, I think there's a buffer period. I think there's a 20-second warm-up and then...
Is that what's happening? So you think this is going to be 220?
220, I reckon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you thinking, Jesse?
Yeah, well, I thought it would be double, but then I was like, no, it can't double every time it goes up.
No, you need to have longer thoughts than that because we've still got 90 seconds.
But also, but don't you notice when you buy a toaster that when it... the longer you have it, sometimes the settings are not always the same? Sometimes you have to really crank it?
Yep.
No, I haven't spent time thinking about that.
No, I reckon
well,
that
now's the time.
I mean, now that I've got the time to think about it, no, I shall reflect on that.
No, I think they get hotter. I think toasters get hotter the longer you have them.
Oh, they definitely get dirtier. Have you ever tipped your toaster upside down?
Yeah, I reckon that's part of the heat. I reckon you basically put little coals in the bottom of them.
Your toaster is.
Yes. We are at 1 minute and 6 seconds there.
We still got another minute to fill. This is a very long break.
Yeah. What are you betting on? Because
I'm actually with you.
You think
I think it's got a buffer zone of 20 seconds and it's going to go off at 2 minutes 20.
Well, we have passed the magical 1 minute.
Did you
minute
think when
mark.
You were going to bring this to us, I feel like just before we went to air, you said, I've got a quick little thing for you. This has turned into two breaks.
Yeah, because I think we're talking about
I'm smelling something burning.
Yeah, and we haven't put toast in, so that means you're having a stroke. Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
No, it's gone off.
1:38.
What is this crap toaster?
1:38. Two is barely
the
longer than one.
The internet is wrong.
Put it on three let's go.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Friday arvo, Carrie and Tommy, and it's time for this.
Make any night in the perfect one with Dr. Oetker Ristorante. Pizzeria taste, surprisingly, from your freezer.
Here's a wheel of joy and fun. You want a pizza this? This wheel is really yum. You want a pizza this? There's 10K there for you to win. You want a pizza this? Time to give the wheel a spin. You want a pizza this?
Oh,
Yeah, thanks to the wonderful folks at Dr. Caristorante. We've got 10 grand in cash up for grabs, and that is not all, because all people have to do is spin our pizza wheel.
Yeah, we've got a giant pizza wheel. It's been sliced into 50 pieces. Mm-hmm. Each piece will have an amazing prize attached to it. You might get cash, you might get Amazon vouchers, Kmart vouchers, Cotton On vouchers, year supply of Apple Music. Like, honestly, the list goes on and on.
Mention the 10 grand again.
10 grand cash.
Yes, and it's all thanks to the delicious thin and crispy crust topped with gourmet ingredients, Dr. Erska Ristorante.
So register now at carrieandtommy.com.au. But coming up next, you know I think Chris is an amazing parent, yeah?
Yep.
I feel his judgment is off at the moment, and I feel like I'm going to be caught in the crosshairs. I have something I need to show you, and I need you to guide me next.
Oh,
yes. Okay. Do I pick a fight or not? We'll discuss.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country, the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've got no pull even in my own house. I can't change behaviour.
Oh, no. What's happened?
So you remember that I was showing you the videos that Chris was watching with the kids?
Yes.
In his downtime, just to keep them entertained. A bit of Shakira, a bit of hips going.
Yeah.
So now all the kids do, all Evie does, is dance around like Shakira, which is what you want your five-year-old to do.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she singing as well? Look at my breath, so small and humble.
then there was a bit of Rihanna, Umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Nothing sexual about that. Okay. So then the other day, I hear Addie going, Froggy, 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 and she wanted the Froggy song on, and I thought it was the Crazy Frog song. Which she does like. But I think what it is she's looking at this thing I'm about to show you, which is an alien. She thinks it's a frog.
So
then they put on this alien dance.
Yeah.
And they all start doing the alien dance. I'm going to show you this video, and you tell me whether you think it's the kind of thing that you want your daughter going off to school doing.
Okay. This is the alien dance, isn't it right?
It's called the alien dance.
Okay. Because it's just having
a... I'm just going to...
Wow.
This is the music.
Oh, I'm getting an idea already. Yeah.
Wait for the woman's voice to come in, okay? Sounds good, yeah? Sounds great. Yep, wait till I show you the video, but just listen to the woman.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Okay, first of all, no, now look at the video. Okay, tell me what the alien's doing.
The alien is walking forward whilst... Wow. The alien has stopped walking and its feet are planted firmly. In fact, no part of its body is moving except its pelvis, which is madly writhing in a circle. Oh, good news. The circle has stopped. Now it's just aggressively thrusting back and forward.
That's what the kids are watching.
And now it's walking and thrusting. So if you're trying to walk away from the alien, nah, he's going to walk and thrust towards her.
That is appropriate.
Now it's for, hands behind the head and thrusting.
That's the only thing the alien does. It doesn't even use its arms.
Oh.
And now it's doing that dance, that kind of lean forward, very African kind of cool tribal. Ew.
We've gone from nothing but pelvis to nothing but tits. Here we go, alien.
Anyway.
And are they doing the female voice?
Of course they are. No, they haven't got onto that bit yet. I tend to talk over that bit when it happens.
Oh, well, hopefully they'll get there, if you're going to learn these.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, isn't this interesting?
We've just been hearing about the sex alien that Carrie's partner Chris has been showing the kids, and he's stumbled in and joins us now. G'day, Walks.
Hello, Tommy.
Did you hear us talking about the sex alien?
I did. He's not a sex alien.
I mean, yes,
he's definitely a sex alien.
Oh, sorry, a thrusting.
Listen to the woman's voice.
He's without genitals.
Yeah, because he's sexed them so much, he's worn himself down to a nub.
He's like Ken.
Do you think our kids should be listening to something where the woman goes, throughout the whole thing?
I don't think either Adelaide or Evie appreciates what that sounds like.
But they're just little parrots. She'll go, can you hear it? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said that they were parrots making the sound.
No, that's it.
They're like, oh, no, they're women.
I don't want her to go to school and be like, oh, Oh, and the teacher's like, why are you making that noise? Well, that's the video daddy shows me. It's
I think that's very...
it's that's, very weird.
That's a pretty good point.
What, that's not going to happen.
Why?
They don't go, I heard a sound, I'm going to go to school, tell the teacher I heard this sound that it sounds like someone having sex.
No, this is what could happen. She could go to school and go, da-da-da-da-da-da, and they'll be like, what's that? And she goes, oh, it's just the video daddy shows me at home.
But they just, the way they sing, it's really cute. They just go, mama, mama, si, sa, ooh, ooh. So they don't actually...
Do you do the women's voice in America?
It's a little green alien. It's an achievement in animation, for one. It's hypnotic.
And he's just... That's true. What did you...
He's just bouncing around on Mars or wherever he is.
Yeah.
But just a lot of hip thrusting. Why can't you find an alien that uses all parts of their bodies, not just their genital area?
He does.
He puts his hands behind his head and then he puts his hands behind his hips to accentuate the thrust more.
Well, first of all, he's got a different anatomy to us. And in his culture, maybe that's how they dance.
Oh, mate. So, but between showing her Shakira and then Britney Baby one more time and now Alien, do you think maybe there's some other videos we could show them that aren't so
I don't choose
sexual?
As you all know from watching The Social Dilemma, I don't choose the videos. YouTube does.
Oh, don't give me that. Only based on your algorithm, the videos that you spend all day looking up.
I thought this was more benign than Shakira.
It absolutely is a step in the right direction.
First of all, he doesn't
direction.
Have an appendage at all. It's in Spanish.
If he had an appendage,
that'd be weird.
if he was waving
around a green dong. Well,
it's pretty fun.
I mean, the one thing I have to admit is that the song is called Dame Tu Cosita.
Yes. What does that mean?
Give me your little thing.
I rest my case, Your Honour.
Well, I don't know that.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah, this afternoon we're doing it all thanks to Golden Circle. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle, guys.
Oh, the perfect refreshing partner on a warm day, Bickers. Outdoor, friends, family, bit of Golden Circle, get it into you.
Always loved a bit of Golden Circle. Aussies have loved Golden Circle for 70 years now. Did you?
Is that how long you've loved it?
Yeah, 70 years. Oh, shivers, I just gave away my age.
Oh, no.
Hey, speaking of me, look at this. Yeah. Take all of this in.
Yeah,
can you see it?
Yeah.
Can you see me? Can you feel me? Can you soak it in?
Yes.
I almost wasn't going to be here with you this afternoon. I'll tell you what happened this morning next.
Same, but backwards. It's your primitive
plan yet. You know how we do the paper quiz during the week and you get frustrated because you're like, it should be about the chat more so than the actual quiz result. I reckon same's a bit the same. So
okay.
I don't think we even remember
I've been started being fun now?
Yeah, because you're so far in front. But I don't actually think we ever need to, like, score.
Keep score.
Like we could actually throw the scores out for the year.
Nah.
Oh, I don't know. Nah. Have a think about it.
Okay.
Think about it.
I'll see how we go this round and then I'll decide whether we're throwing out scores.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right, here's your first one.
Carrie. Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind.
But again, it's about the chat. So
let's keep the scores. Still a comp.
Tommy, do you know that song?
Number 2.
Yeah, I do. I know that song. Yep. And actually, the Yankees just got beaten in baseball and the...
No one cares.
Okay.
Okay, you ready this time?
Oh, was that our warm-up?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Here you go.
Tommy. It's Khalees Milkshake.
Very nice, bro.
Oh, God. Then I started panicking, thinking it was Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
B-A-N-A-S. Bananas.
Yeah.
No. Oh. All right.
That was a wild ride in my own head.
Here we go. Here's number 3.
Carrie.
Three, 2, 1.
I guess I'll have it again, please.
You know.
It's the guy we were going to...
Okay, you can turn it off now.
Was it the guy... Is it Drake?
Do we have a song name?
I'd like to just go say Drake, though. Is it... It's a controller?
It is not controller.
I got my eyes on you.
Hold on.
Just hold on, we're going on.
I still want all.
Good guess, though, by Tommy.
Number four.
Oh, do you know, Vickers?
Not a clue.
Okay. No.
You're out?
Yeah, I started... No.
I feel like it had Eminem in it, but I don't think it did.
It's got one of Carrie's favourites in it.
Sam Smith?
I know it.
Come on, Bri. We believe in you. I tell you what, if you can get just the artist, you got just the artist on the last one, that can combine to make a point.
Oh, look at Jesse taking control.
I know. Oh.
Anything from Vickers?
Rihanna?
It is not Rihanna.
No. It's a...
Come on, just have a go.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
It is not Ed Sheeran.
What is it?
Tupac and Elton John.
I thought it was Elton John, but I couldn't work out the other person. That's why I said Eminem.
Damn it.
Okay. Oh, good tune.
Yeah.
Good tune.
This is for the win.
No.
Can I get it? Can we get it if I get the artist?
No. You don't have a half point. This would get regular play in the Bickmore household.
What if I got the artist and you got the song? And then together and then you call it a draw. And then it's back to being fun again, remember?
I think I've got the win on this. I think I've already got it.
Anyone want to buzz in?
Nah. We're out, Jess.
No, you're not.
Hold on.
You're not winning, bro.
Give me a second. Can you just give me a second?
I said you can have the half point.
Give us again. Oh.
You know.
I know.
It's,
As a tiebreaker, I will take just artist or just
Rihanna.
Song name.
Rihanna.
That's not your name.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Rihanna.
Damn it.
It is Rihanna.
Disturbia.
It's helpful when they play it forwards, isn't it?
You can't give Carrie the win on that.
Hold on. He changed the rules and you didn't fight them. And then you tried to buzz in and you just buzzed in late. And now you want the rules changed.
It sucks. I went.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy, driving you home for your Friday afternoon.
Now, you know, earlier in the week we were talking to people about their escape plan if they were to encounter an animal.
Because a man was getting chased by a cougar.
Yeah.
And we thought, how do you get away from all of the animals?
Yeah. We took calls, brilliant calls.
Yeah, great.
And Janet had some advice for my worst fear, which is what do you do when you encounter a snake?
If you ever encounter a snake, stand still. Do not move. Because as soon as you move, it's going to strike.
Now, I thought a lot about that call afterwards because that's not the approach in my head I thought I would have. Every time I've seen a snake, I've kind of freaked out, right?
Yeah, run like buggery.
Yeah, so I heard that and I thought I have seen snakes in the last few months where we are is near bushland. Ollie saw a tiger snake a few months back.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, this is going to be my new approach. And I almost felt sort of emboldened with this courage after hearing that. And I thought if Janet can do that, that is what I am going to do.
Great.
And this morning I went out for a ride with Addie on a bike, right, through this bush track, and we were having such a fun time. I had a music playing on my phone.
Oh, no.
And it was almost a cliche perfect morning, right?
Yeah.
And then right in front of me, on the track was an entire family of blue tongue lizards, right? All there. The entire, well, I mean, I don't know if they were family. It could have been mates, whatever. There was a group of them hanging out. Right.
Were they there for muck-up day? Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
But they looked a bit like a snake because they were in a row.
Reptiles.
They were reptiles.
Oh, so they were in a row, so they were
They looked a bit like a snake.
Giant snake.
But either or, they were lizards. Right?
Yeah.
They weren't a snake, but I have just as big a fear of lizards because, you know, when I used to grow up in the hills in Perth,
used to hop around them.
I used to have to hop over them to get to the clothesline because so many of them would bake themselves out on our back deck.
Yes.
Right?
And if only then you just stood still.
So in my head, I should have thought, what would Janet do and stood still?
Well, no, she wouldn't because Janet would go, well, that's not a snake. So let's continue on.
I screamed first very loudly.
Yes.
I then dropped my phone and then rode away so fast I could have won the Tour de France. I mean, I have never ridden so fast in my entire life, but only I'd left my phone.
Yeah, but because with the blue tongue thing about from when you were a kid,
yeah.
I didn't know you left out the bits where they must have horrifically beat you as a kid.
No, they didn't. It's just seeing them in their scaly, their scaly skin. It was a lot as a little kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you're a full-grown adult now.
I know. You had
had a little kid with you.
Then I had to wait.
What was Addie doing?
And she was just looking at her mum like she had two heads.
Oh, she was staying still.
She was staying still. And then I had to wait for 5 minutes up the track where I'd raced to before I felt like the snakes had gone to then ride back and go get my phone because I was so petrified.
You just call them snakes again.
Oh, sorry, they were lizards. I know, but they felt like a snake.
Hey, do you reckon they could have been blue-tongued snakes?
Stop, you're mocking me.
That was a serious question, mate.
Anyway, so I've decided I'm not going to take Janet's advice anymore because that didn't work.
Well,
so
but you can't take Janet's advice in that situation because it wasn't a snake.
I know, but the point was what do you do when you're in that moment of fear? Flight or fight? For me it was flight.
No, she wasn't flight or fight. She had a third option, which was stay still.
I know she did. Stop it.
Well, I'm just saying.
Anyway, do you remember Andrew called up and he had some advice on how to deal with bigger snakes?
Yes, but that was an anaconda.
Anyway, I've decided next time I'm going to take this advice from Andrew. You're in the middle of the Amazon and all of a sudden you come face to face with an anaconda. Andrew, what are you doing?
Right. So you just gently lie down and play dead.
Mm-hmm.
And you wait. You sort of, if you can, try to wiggle to make it so that your feet are facing where it's coming from. You let it to start eating you. Now, because you're in the middle of the Amazon, you've definitely got a knife somewhere on your person.
Yes.
Just common knowledge, obviously.
It's good.
Once it's like hip level, you snap up and you just stab it right in the brain. Boom.
That's great.
Done.
But Andrew, you know what? It's brilliant.
Absurd.
It's brilliant. But you know what I know I'd do? I'd know it would get up to my waist and then I'd go to grab my knife and I'd be like, oh, no, it's in my pocket. Because the problem is, though, that was for an anaconda. If you try that with a blue tongue lizard, you'll die.
Why?
Because you'll be waiting so long for it to eat you that you'll actually die.
Can we make Andrew our caller of the week?
Yeah, $250.
Still my favourite one.
Yeah, thanks to Golden Circle.
Right in the brain.
Boom. Done.
Boom.
Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle. $250 coming your way, Andrew.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country, the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Australia Post is committed to supporting mental health because when we connect, we feel better.
We can dig it high. Out of the day for mental health. Carrie and Tommy's Mental Health Moments.
Tell you what, I need this week.
Do you?
Yes.
Aww.
Ash London, g'day.
Hello, my darling. What's going on? Why do you need it? Full head, talk to me.
Just a turd of a week. No particular reason. Just a bit, just seeing the world through the, what's the opposite of rose-coloured glasses?
Grey.
Third-coloured glasses, yes, yes.
Yeah. Ones that you need to clean.
Yes.
Dirty
glasses. Well, I've got a little tip for you, Tommy, and maybe this will help you. I don't know, because sometimes we don't really know why we're feeling a bit crappy. We just feel a bit crappy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've done something in my life recently, and I'm calling it a social media spring clean. And I don't mean like get off social media because let's be honest, that's not going to happen for any of us, is it?
We love
it so much. What I've realized,
especially when you've just become a TikTok star too.
Yeah.
It would be a weird time.
Harry, I'm loving your content. I'm loving it. I don't know how you did that skateboard. I was watching from my home going, man, she is out of control? Is there anything that woman cannot do?
Back to your advice.
It's this whole idea that sometimes some of the accounts and the people we follow don't actually make us feel that good, right? And we don't realize, but we keep looking at it and we keep looking and scrolling, and then we put our phone away and go, oh, I just feel a bit yucky. So what I did was I took
Can I just pause you for one sec and ask, yeah. Do you think we know they don't make us feel good and we keep looking even though we know, or we don't realize that we actually feel gross afterwards but don't realize
I think it's a bit of both. Sometimes we follow accounts that maybe are aspirational and we think, oh, that's going to help me, you know, live a better life and do X, Y, and Z, but really it just kind of makes us feel crappy about ourselves. So instead of kind of getting on that hamster wheel, last week I took some time and I did a clean out. I unfollowed all of the accounts that I follow that don't fill me with joy, that don't actually make me feel better. Even maybe, you know, some people I used to know that are on a different path now, and when I engage with their content, I'm like, oh, it's just not worth it. Clear it out so that when you do go onto your social media, more often than not, you're seeing content that lifts you up, that makes you feel better, and that makes you smile. I mean, for me, it's a lot of dog content, and I'm okay with that.
Ash, was your one sounded suspiciously like exes. Was it exes?
Maybe there were a couple of exes and exes' new partners in there. Maybe, I don't know, who's to say, Tommy?
Sure.
But they're gone now. It's in the past.
Wiped clean. Do you know, when I was interviewing Sam Smith the other day, they were saying that they deleted everything on their Instagram from before April. Because they needed to do a clean out and they didn't think that it represented who they were and all of that. And I thought, if someone like Sam, and they said that they hadn't archived either, so they didn't have any of that stuff. But they were willing to let
things go. I think that's amazing because we hold on to too much stuff and we think it's important to carry it all around. But really, it's all about the moment now. It's all about the future. So good on Sam. I think that's great advice.
It is a great tip. Thanks, Lando.
Love you guys.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, but it's not just us, guys.
No.
I'm interested in how you're going to navigate this one because over to you.
Well, I've just discovered that there is someone on our team that has an incredible talent, and I didn't get the chance to hear this talent. You all did, and I missed out, and I feel like so did the nation. So together, the nation and I should hear this beautiful talent.
The nation one of our and you. Has. This is our producer, Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin.
Hello.
Famous for not being able to say the word management. This is management.
She also on her resume put that she was good at jet skiing.
No, she put a photo of her on a jet ski.
Oh, sorry.
To ensure that the team knew that they were hiring someone fun.
But and the question is, did she have on that resume her other talent?
Well, I assume she did not because I heard her sing earlier and was blown away. She just delicately threw a line away. And so then I was into her for about 20 minutes to get her to sing. It got to the point where she wanted to talk work with me and I said, if you sing, I will. And if not, I'm going to go read my Jimmy Barnes book. And she didn't. And so we didn't do the work.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Because I'm surprised because you and I did an entire 3-week period where we sang a lot.
Yes.
And at no point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And at no point did Caitlin say, that's atrocious. Listen to me.
Yeah.
I would have if I was a
good
singer.
But also, you know what it showed? That we are willing to put. Our,
that is true. To embarrass ourselves for the good of the nation.
It's very vulnerable
the
singing.
The nation. It's all about the nation. Do it for the nation. Caitlin, could you sing to us for the nation?
No, guys, I can't. I feel like I cannot do it. I don't know. So the reason being is, and this is why I think that I get so awkward and embarrassed.
Is this going to be serious and soppy?
Just hear
No. That's the reason. So I get extremely uncomfortable and awkward when someone tries to sing, like, honestly and earnestly and do it properly. And they're
so
fine.
Why did you allow us to do that for 3 weeks?
And were you just wearing earmuffs instead of headphones?
No, it's when someone, like, really tries. So, like, for example, like on Australian Idol, when they would really try but they really sucked, I cannot listen to it. I just get so awkward.
It's and the best. Okay.
So what's the best. Hold on. What's your song of choice? What is your song that you love to sing?
Well, there's not a song. I sing heaps of different
okay,
songs.
Okay, what was the song she was singing before?
It was a Savage remix, yes. Okay. Can you give us
what
a bit of that?
What if we sang it together at the same time? And then I dropped off.
Oh, God, it's so bad. Because I'm not that great. I'm not that great.
I was waiting for you to...
I mean, I know Savage, but I don't know the remix, do I?
Caitlin, just...
Okay, let's sing along. Let's all sing along together.
The remix is a version that's made into like a wedding song. So if someone got up and they were their bridesmaid and they were going, guys, I just have this one song that's really... touched me and I want to sing it for my best friend and her husband or whatever. And then it's kind of like a Celine Dion version of it.
Awesome. And I'm a celebrant. That sounds beautiful, Caitlin. Over to the mic. No. Take it away.
Oh, God. How does it sound, Caitlin?
Caitlin, the things you have made me do.
I know. I know. And I would do anything. I'd kiss for 20 love, men.
But I won't do that.
I would kiss 20 men right now instead of...
That's not going to be things you really want to do.
Kiss Jesse. Producer Saunders telling you to kiss Jesse. Now this is all getting weird.
Classic Don.
Saunders gave us a bit of singing before. Saunders was beautiful.
Okay, Saunders,
can you give
you
us
go,
a bit
you
of
go.
Your... This is your best
this
singing.
This is me really trying.
Yep.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how.
Okay, enough.
It's so good.
Okay,
mate,
so that should
so
give you comfort, Caitlin,
it's
to really realise that it's
yeah,
time
but she's
now.
Bad. So it's really embarrassing because she's just crap. Okay. Like, I feel like I'm a savage, nasty, bougie. Like, I could suck.
Can you imagine how creepy it would be if you were in bed and you miss her when I'm going to sing you a sexy song every night?
I don't think you can talk. Mate. Do you remember how you sounded?
One day before you know it, you will see.
I still think that's pretty good.
All the irony.
Come on, Caitlin, everyone's singing.
Oh, guys.
Can I suggest something?
No.
A while ago on a different
Caitlin,
show.
Caitlin, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to fire you, mate.
On a different show, Jezza, our audio guy, got a few of the producers and the talent into a booth.
We're not using old audio, mate. If you want another show.
No, I just mean maybe we could do it again and put some audio in my ears and I just sing my best and we record it and we play it back to you.
Great.
Okay, so now... Great. Awesome. I heard a yes. We'll do that next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Friday arvo, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And one of our producers, Caitlin, refused to sing.
She's got a hidden talent, doesn't she?
Well, we don't know.
It's so not, guys. You have no idea.
Yeah. She did refuse to sing. You refused to continue to work unless you sang.
I know. That's the point it's gotten to. And so finally, Caitlin.
Did you head to
the booth, like, as promised?
Yeah, I did, and this is without a doubt...
Can you cheer up?
...the most horrifying, anxiety-ridden thing I've ever done in my entire life. And I'm a person that doesn't get embarrassed, like, rarely ever. Like, you could do anything and I'd be like, yeah, cool, whatever.
Is the undercurrent for your embarrassment that you think you're really good at singing?
No. I don't think I'm good
you
at singing.
You don't think, but everybody else, I wasn't in the room when you sang before, everybody else said you've got a beautiful
voice.
Sure.
So angel.
I think that I can hit a note for just one, whatever it's called. How do you say it? Like I can
couple
just.
Couple of bars.
Couple of bars. I can hit a couple of bars and then after that.
Hit a couple of
bars. Are you
bars.
Being humble? And if we weren't on air and you were talking to me drunk at the end of a night, would you say to me, I actually really enjoy singing and I don't have a bad voice?
No. Okay. The only time I ever sing is like if I'm with my mates and we've had a few to drink and we're just rocking out or we're like driving in the car or something and, yeah, that's when I will sing. But other than that, I don't go, hey, I actually think I'm a really great singer and, you know, if I got some lessons, I'd be...
So you've done this against your will.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
What song are you going to go with?
I went with a beautiful song, Shania Twain, You're Still the One.
I was not expecting that.
We could have cut off the intro.
Yeah. Just a couple of bars of guitar.
Oh, God, it's going to be so bad.
Okay, so this is great. This is Shania.
Careful, mate, you're harmonising.
Let us hear Shania. Hold on. We might have took a
long way. Stop, Caitlin. We're going to listen to Shania. We'd get there someday. They
said, I bet. Okay. It's a weird song to choose.
Oh, it's
Shania Twain.
Oh, I would have picked it as a joke song.
Yeah,
guys.
I feel like
I've done this for you.
Okay, sorry.
Stop paying me out.
You've sometimes got to do these things for yourself.
Shania
as well.
Out, not you.
Yeah. It's a beautiful song, guys.
Oh, mate, it sucks. Okay. Even if you sing this exactly like Shania, it sucks.
Yeah, you're coming up a low base, aren't you?
Mate, if this is pitch perfect, it's not very good.
You want me to do what? Yes, that's what you'll do for us next week. Okay, are you ready to debut Caitlin, producer Caitlin, singing Shania Twain? Take it away.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've gone, my baby. The long way.
Very good.
We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I'll bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding
on. It's like 3 a.m.
You're really good, mate.
Don't we're still even. Together.
Still oh my God, well,
that's a little bit off pitch. Is that just
only a couple of bars. To the one that I belong to. You're still the one I
want for life. You're still the one. Caitlin.
Thanks so much, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Can we?
Couple
can
of bars.
Can we play it again from the start? My highlight was when you said, baby.
I do the same as you, Tommy. Like I try to mimic.
Okay, ready?
Look how far we've gone, my baby.
Baby.
Bit of country music
oh,
for
baby.
You.
Oh, baby. It was great, Caitlin.
Oh, God.
My baby.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Gary and Tommy for your Friday afternoon. It's the end of the show almost, guys, so it's time to look back at the week.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy rapt or raw.
You want to kick things off, Bickmore?
I am quite raw. Because
we're all raw for you.
I, for a long time, have been very rapt with my choice of partner, Chris, who I love dearly. But a moment during the show this week, I became quite raw when I discovered a similarity that we both have.
It's all falling apart.
It has, absolutely.
Earlier in the show, we talked about these. See, that Chris and I look the same. And I was like, we certainly don't. And there's all these photos around and I've been picking them up one by one.
You've realized
and we look exactly the same.
You look exactly the same. Yeah. Wait, mate. Hey, hang on. Don't.
I'm dating myself.
Hang on. Don't give up faith yet. I've submitted it to Sibling or Dating and they'll put it up and people will vote on it.
This is really... been a big day.
But as you said earlier, dating your brother could be romantic.
When I got home, Chris said to me, oh, my God, we actually look the same. And I was like, no, babe.
I'm a bit raw because when you got your own mother in the crosshairs this week, the gorgeous Jenny Bickmore, I thought, oh, a bit rough, but I guess it is her family. She can do what she wants. And then your crosshairs just started going for any mum. Last night, though, because I tried to make amends. Do you remember my mozzarella disaster in the kitchen?
You can't cook, mate. Just like your mum. She's passed down her lack of cooking ability.
Don't you dare speak about my mum like that. I've never uttered such words.
Oh, yeah.
Mum, I'm so sorry if you're listening. She's not listening.
She's in the kitchen, like you, trying to make amends for 60 years of cooking.
It's very,
it was
it's very,
too much.
It's very rough when my mum's only 52.
No, how?
No. No. Jess, how you feel?
Guys, I want to finish off the week with something that I think we can all agree we're all collectively wrapped with. Earlier in the show, producer Caitlin sang for us and it was beautiful. Yes.
Look how far we've gone, my baby.
My baby.
We've managed to get some,
some
beautiful little remixes of that baby. And I think they'll bring you a bit of joy. How about a bit of Baby Got Back?
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt.
Baby.
One more. Ice, baby.
Okay. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Baby.
So good. If you want to check all of that out, check out the catch-up at Carrie Tommy Show.
What a week. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Baby.
Don't be sad that the Carrie and Tommy podcast is over. Just pour some sunshine and share it around with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.